Few gospel preachers have influenced the leaders of America like the Scottish-born Peter Marshall. As the pastor of the New York Avenue Church in Washington, D.C., Mr. Marshall served as chaplain of the United States Senate. Senators always made it a point to be on hand for his morning invocation. Peter Marshall died in 1949, but his voice lives on in this 1942 recording. He illustrates this sermon from his boyhood memory of the Titanic ship disaster.
At the beginning of the war, there were two notable examples. You may remember the foundering of the Athenia and the loss of the city of Benares off the west coast of Africa. And at that time, one of the popular songs was, as you may remember, the beer barrel polka. And we read, incredible as it seems, we read of survivors struggling in the water, crouched, wet and shivering in lifeboats, singing together, "Roll out the barrel and we'll have a barrel of fun." One might be aghast at the prospect of facing eternity to the strains of the beer barrel polka, but there is nevertheless something thrilling about the spirit that can sing at such a time, even although what they sing seems inane and strangely inappropriate. I have often thought, what a startling contrast to another maritime disaster, which some of you will remember, in May 1912, when the Titanic went down. I was a very little boy then, but I can well remember the special editions of the papers and the magazines with their heavy black borders, describing the loss of this magnificent new ship, which men said could never sink. This floating palace was in collision with a floating mountain of ice, and icy knives ripped open a hull that was claimed to be unsinkable. And when the orchestra, which a few minutes before had been playing Strauss waltzes in the ballroom, gathered on the boat deck, and when the male passengers stood alongside to the cry, "Women and children first," loading lifeboats, as many as could be lowered away, they waited patiently, hoping that there might be a chance of rescue. And then, when it appeared that none was likely, the orchestra began to play and they began to sing. But what did they sing? They sang, "Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, e'en though it be a cross that raiseth me, yet all my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, nearer to thee." Now when you contrast that with "Roll out the barrel and we'll have a barrel of fun," you can see what has happened to a nation's faith. You can see what has happened to the faith of people in 30 years, can't you? Facing eternity to the strains of the beer barrel polka. What a commentary upon the faith of immortal souls.